This is Wario Interlude.
All right, Mono Amigos, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show. I've got a special episode today, special to me anyways, and hopefully you enjoy it. It has been 20 years since I released my very first demo album. In the very first band I was in, a band called Cyanide Kiss. Now, simultaneously as I'm doing this and other podcasts, I've started up a new podcast called Airheads, where I'm reading articles from... So far the ones I've been looking at and setting up are from around the year 1999 to the year 2002-ish. And so 20 years from now, or earlier, was 2002, and that is when I released this demo disc called Out of Focus. Cyanide Kiss sometimes gets featured on CKMS a lot, kind of because I put it into the library and everything. But Cyanide Kiss at certain points was a four-piece and a five-piece band. This demo disc was two people. And the reason why I bring up these other podcasts that I'm doing, especially Airheads, which was around 1999 to 2002, it was a very different time for music, as we're hearing in the Airheads podcast. Napster has just been shut down, at least in some of those years, probably by 2002 it was, maybe it was still going in 1999, but Napster's been shut down, online music isn't happening. Things have shifted back to CDs. Some people are still doing tapes, vinyls. The one episode, the upcoming of Airheads, they're talking about $1 vinyls. Where can you find that now? Anyway, different time. And recording-wise, there wasn't the nice, like, Zoom R16s that there are now to record multiple tracks simultaneously. There just wasn't that stuff, or if there was, it wasn't affordable. So the fact that when I look back and see what I recorded this demo on, it is unbelievable that it even came together to me. Looking back at this archaic, it was a old, probably Windows XP computer that ran through a tape machine in order to record it and play it at the same time, because if you've done recording, you want to hear something, you want to hear what you're recording to, but not necessarily record what you're hearing at the same time. So there was a whole thing that we would have to do through a tape machine in order to get this to work, and from that came this demo album called Out of Focus. So I'm going to go through this album in no particular order here, and kind of notice a couple things. The first, we left two tracks off of this re-release. The two tracks are Losing and When I. They were super rough versions that were on this, that would just, I don't know, they just were too bad to include, to re-release with it, and especially to do them justice, because they end up being such strong tracks by the time Here comes around, which would be in 1 year, in 2003. Especially the final recording by Robin Abe and Tom Lawlor. So I'm going to leave those off of this Out of Focus re-release and add them back then. But what I still find neat about this is some of the earlier versions of other songs and how they changed as members joined Cyanide Kiss. So again, I was saying that this is when there's only two members. There's only me and my brother. My brother is just starting to learn drums at this point. Maybe he's been playing for half a year or so. And what's interesting is we wanted to put this demo disc together to try and entice other people. We kept saying we're starting a band, and we wanted people to join the band, but no one was really doing it. So we thought, okay, well, we got to prove that we're serious. And so we put together this demo disc, and then we were able to get people to join. So even as we were putting the demo disc, there is that we're going to release 9 songs here, and I would say 3 of them are me performing by myself. So we're going to start out with those. The first song, actually, Jeff, who's not a guitar player, made the second chord. So this is the title track, Out of Focus. Jeff came up, I think he was trying to play like, I don't know what the chord would be called, but it's like a C chord raised up 2 frets. And he was trying to play that, but he played it with his fingers backwards, which gave it this weird sound that is in that song. And we wrote that into the verse. And so here is Out of Focus. It's me performing all the parts, but Jeff actually came up with the chord progression for the verse. Thank you. And then I'm going to jump into two other tracks, which those are kind of weird too. They were actually one track on the original release, and it was called Laced with Hope. And a new idea that we had was back in the 90s, they would always put hidden tracks on albums. So this track was actually called Laced with Hope. But Laced with Hope was the second track, and the first track was the hidden track that was called Angel A. It wasn't listed, but it was the first track hidden, and Laced with Hope was after it. I don't know, just some neat trying different things. And I usually tell my students, especially in music, that you should try and follow the rules at least on your first or second attempt, so that when you break the rules, people know that you know the rules and you're doing it intentionally. Right here on this first album, we're already breaking the rules and it looks like we don't know what we're doing. Anyway, another thing I did with them, both Angel A and Laced with Hope, because they were on one track, is I tried to put rain over top of the track, or behind the track. It sounds like it's over top of it. Now I put it behind it. And that was one thing that I found interesting, is I'm still doing that with all my albums and tracks 20 years later. I enjoy putting rain over the whole thing. So here is a couple tracks recorded 20 years ago, probably more than 20 years ago. It was released 20 years ago. This is Angel A and Laced with Hope, right here on Mono A Mono.
Angel A.
Mono Amigos, we're back here on the Mono Way Mono Show, checking out some tracks that were released 20 years ago, right here, by Cyanide Kiss. So, we just heard a couple songs that were recorded without Jeff playing drums. The rest of the album, well, there is another track that we're leaving out just from the podcast called Ritz. Ritz is an interesting one too. It was actually recorded at some point during probably in the years previous, before Jeff had purchased any drums. And the reason why I mention that is because it is a program drum sequence, and also some program bass and a program synthesizer. And what I did in it was wrote the lyrics and the guitar part to it after I programmed it all. I want to mention this one because that is what the newest All Weather Haulage project is. During COVID, I had all this analog synth stuff. One of them was a drum sequencer. And so with that time, I started learning how to program in to that drum sequencer and figure it out. Not realizing, I totally forgot that 20 years ago, I was doing that to create one of my first songs ever. So, that's kind of neat. Now, speaking of, that was probably my second song ever. The first song ever was this one called Aimlessly Wrong. I wrote it with Matt, although I didn't record this version with Matt. He was away at university in Toronto, and we were starting up the band. We said, come on, you want to be in it? And he said, yes, but I got to finish my university, which is good that he was doing that. But we went and re-recorded this anyways to prove that we were serious. This song, though, I wrote a few years prior with Matt. It's called Aimlessly Wrong. And we also, I don't know if I'll be able to play this on the podcast. Maybe I will. We kind of stole the vocal idea, maybe even some of the playing idea, from Paul Jago and the Gandharvas, from a track of theirs called Bundle. So maybe I'll get to that as well, and you'll be able to hear right away us stealing. Maybe not on this version, but on the Here version, definitely. And what's kind of neat about this track as well is I wrote this song with Matt after I was just learning guitar. So one of the earlier songs that I had learned how to play was, probably the very first song I learned how to play was by the Cranberries, and it was their song Zombie. It's just four chords in a kind of the same pattern all the way through. Even though there's a verse chorus, the chords don't change. So this is the exact same way. There's verse chorus, but the chords don't change. It's still the same chords and the same kind of four chord rotation throughout the song. So even though I was learning, I was still writing. And I feel like that is something that people are a little bit afraid to do these days. So I'm going to jump into that. And then the next track I'm going to jump into is a song called Led Astray. This is another interesting one because while I was away at university living with DJ Ad Rock, who was also ends up becoming a member of Cyanide Kiss. We wrote this song together called Led Astray. Not the lyrics necessarily at the time, but we started working on writing song progressions and different parts to songs. And this was the one that he and I wrote together and came up with. So here it is, Aimlessly Wrong into Led Astray, right here on Mono a Mono.
Time this man.
That second one there is a heavy hitter track right there. Jumping into kind of another couple, one of the next two is a heavy hitter. The second one changed huge between now and when we recorded it on here. I'm going to jump into next two tracks. One is Feel Your Pain. The second one is To Be You. To Be You, I think just because of learning guitar, learning drums. At the time, too, we had never recorded before. This is our very first recording session. And again, we're running it through this computer that's hooked up through a tape machine. I will post a picture of it. Craziness. We're learning all this stuff. And it's interesting how you get better and can take on more. Like, even with the current All-Weather Haulage session that I was doing, I just did a series of live streams to Facebook of different songs. And I was including a Euro rack, I was including my drum synth, I was including my microbrute, I was including a chaos pad, I was including some MIDI stuff, sometimes I was playing guitar. When I created Shock, it was hard to just play the microbrute and the drum sequencer. Like, I was having a hard time figuring those two things out, and I was confusing myself as I was going. So it's interesting how you can build up this learning and things become easier as they go. And by the time Halcyon Days comes around, I think, although I'm a little bit unhappy, not with Jeff's drum playing, but the drum recording, and I think that was a lot to do my fault. I was looking for an easier way to do the recording. That album, we jump huge in our ability to do home recording. So, but we'll talk about that then. Here is Feel Your Pain and To Be You right here on Mono a Mono.
Your head.
right, Mono Amigos. There it is. Feel Your Pain, To Be You. Feel Your Pain is another one where it's almost like you gotta first follow the rules in order to break the rules. One thing that we didn't like too much, that one's like the opposite of Aimlessly Wrong. We kind of like the math rock idea where, even though we didn't necessarily know of math rock back then, but the idea of, yeah, people are recording a verse that is 4 bars long and then going into a chorus that is 4 bars long and then back to the verse or maybe a pre-chorus. Feel Your Pain was like randomness. And it was kind of a randomness of the Feel Your Pain situation that was happening. So we try it, you can hear it even when we went and recorded it for the here sessions. We tried to keep the awkward, and it was actually hard to record and feel that switch. Like if for musicians out there, you'll be able to feel the chord switch and the switch from verse to chorus coming up as you're playing. This one was tricky because sometimes the verse has got 3 bars, and then the next time it has 4, and then sometimes it has 2, and so it's the numbers are really weird in it to give you that kind of offset feeling as we're playing that song, which people often say that Feel Your Pain, at least on here, not on this one, I don't think the vocals are super great on this one, but on here is one of their favorite ones, and we didn't get that before then, and so that's why we didn't make it like one of our singles that was played on college radio. But anyway, I think maybe it's because of that uncertainty in the song, which is kind of neat. We're going to jump into the final two, though. So the final two, for whatever reason, I love the song Still Apart. I even went out with a friend of mine, Bubba, and recorded a music video for Still Apart, which he returned all the video equipment and left the cassette in with the thing, so we lost all the footage that we spent like an entire weekend recording. But anyways, I'm kind of glad that happened because it's not even that great of a song. And then we're going to finish things off with a track called Tired, which is our first actual jam track. So what we often do in order to create a new part for a song is we'll just record like a half hour jam and we'll take good movements within the jam and edit them down. And then maybe when I listen to it, I can hear a bunch of layers on it. So we definitely did some layering after. But it's just a jam track that we played, and we took some of the good parts. Actually, I don't even think we could do that back then. We couldn't even take the good parts and condense it down. Then it was just, is it good enough? Can we layer on top of it? And I think we said that one was, and we just started layering on top of it, and it became that album jam track, which is why we never re-released Tired, because I don't know that we knew any of the parts of it. We just played it once. So here it is, Still Apart, Tired, the final ones from this Out of Focus album 20 years later. It's crazy to think about that. And it worked for what it was as a demo album. It worked because immediately after this album was released in 2002, DJ Adrock and Matt Cross, and Adam Cross is DJ Adrock, joined up with me and my brother Jeff McKenna and formed Cyanide Kiss, which they were the main four. We had Mike Katanak coming in and out a little bit later on. And what we started doing right away was re-recording some of the tracks on this that we didn't really like. Probably getting rid of some of the ones that were just me and making it more of a full band effort. And we'll hear that coming up in 2003, so in 2023, We've got the release of Why, which is our first demo as a band. And then later in that year, that demo gets us in recording with Robin Abe and Tom Lawler by the end of the year. So those coming up. But first, here is Still Apart and Tired from this 20 years of being out of focus right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono!